Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for coming tonight. This is the first concert of the 27th season of Interpretations. It's an honor to share this evening with all of you. This is also the final event of the many concerts that Interpretations has co-presented under the name AACM 50, our celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians. Yes, this is... I have one announcement. We are going to make one slight change to the program. The first piece tonight will be Henry David Thoreau's Civil Disobedience, 1849, Six Ideas. And String Quartet Number 6 will be second on the program. And I would like to remind you to please turn off your cell phones. And also, please consider becoming a member of Roulette. They have one number of wonderful membership levels. It comes with really wonderful discounts on tickets and so forth. And it's an opportunity to be a part of an amazing community here. And with that, please welcome everyone to the stage.
virtually decide right and wrong. But conscience, in which majorities decide only those questions in which expediency is applicable. Oh.
stage for the next piece. Next piece is string quartet number 6, I believe. It could be number 9 or 10, because I got 10 of them. Who knows which one it is. But the point that I'd like to make is that that first prelude that you heard was a collection of cicadas and utalis. And that was essentially what was in that. And it's a dance called Falling and Flying. And that comes from a vocalization that Mary Lou Harper gave me. So the piece is named after that idea that she gave me. Luis Lopez is the, where you at, Luis? Stand up. Luis Lopez is the one that worked on the electronic piece. And not much else to tell you. You heard it. I might say though, while the voice was singing, I heard something like a radio. Whoever's got that on, please cut it off. On this side, I heard something sounding like people talking, but not present. It was like an electronic voice talking. And I would like to have it off. This piece is called Prayer in the Hijab, which was not Hijab, but the Hajj. It's the northern part of Saudi Arabia. And it's a prayer that took place after the Prophet Muhammad had went to the northern province to get someone to protect him. Because during the olden days, if you didn't have a protector, you could be wiped out, okay? So, but he went there and he told me that he was a prophet and no one believed him. So they actually had a bunch of hoodlums to stone him on the way out of town. And by the time he got down to the bottom of the hill where there was a beautiful garden, his sandals had stuck to the bottom of his feet because the blood had clogged. And he was so disappointed, so he decided he would go into this garden and just rest. While he was there, the owner of the garden sent their slave over to tell him that if he was a prophet indeed, he should move on because they didn't want no trouble, okay? And sent him some dates and some water, and the slave that he sent to him did not return. He stayed there with the prophet. So the prophet prayed, did his stuff, and some things happened, which I'm not gonna tell you about, but some beautiful things happened. And when he left that garden, the slave went with him. Okay. So this is about that, and it's about the notion of an ensemble, like a string quartet. How does it sound when it doesn't just make melody or make rhythm? What does it sound like? Okay. That's the key to this piece, that it's a series of certain kinds of gestures that are all put into various sections. But it's supposed to sound like something that an ensemble would sound like. And the soloist, the piano and the trumpet, supposed to be able to merge with that sound he's by himself or not. So I hope I haven't given you too much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.